Hello all. My name is Bailey Richardson, and I am 15 years old. Today is November 24th, 2018, and I am speaking with
Marvin Meese,
who is my mom's boyfriend. We are recording in Massillon, Ohio. So, let's get started. So, Marvin, can you tell me a little bit about yourself as a child and a little bit about what you were like?
I grew up with three brothers, mom and a dad. And we wasn't very rich, so we bonded really closely together and had a great childhood. And we're still close to this day.
Where did you grow up specifically?
It depended. We lived in Worcester, Downton, Orville. We moved around quite a bit, so. But we always were really close as a family.
And you, how many brothers do you have?
Oh, I have four brothers.
Where do you rank among your brothers age-wise?
The fourth out of five.
And you are how old?
I am 55.
So, with that information, if you could think back to any point in your life, including your childhood, about one of the positive memories, one of your best memories that you have, either from your childhood or throughout your middle life, anything that really stands out as like one of your big memories.
There's a lot of memories, but just growing up with my brothers and my mom and dad were really close, and then I eventually got married and divorced, and then I got married a second time and had my daughter Madison, and that was probably the highlight of my life so far.
And how old were you when you got married your first time?
30.
And then the second time?
Probably, I was 37.
And do you have... Speaking of, you know, marriage and some things not working out and some things happening for the better, do you have any regrets from that point in your life or anything that you would take back or do over?
Not really. I mean, whatever happens in life, that's the way it is supposed to be. So, no, I would say no regrets at all. I had a good life, pretty good life so far. Yeah.
That's a very positive thing to hear. And on top of that, you are in the workforce, correct?
Yes.
And how did you, what is your job currently, and how did you get to it from the point in your childhood to where you are now?
I've only had really a couple jobs in my life. Started out when I was like 14 years old. I worked at a gas station in Smithville, Ohio. And then I delivered newspapers and so on for a few years. And then after I graduated high school, I moved to Alaska about a week after I graduated high school. And then I started a job up there on an Air Force base and worked there for a year and a half. Then moved home. And then when I moved back home, I found a job here where I currently work at Gerstenslegers in Worcester. It's now called Arterflex Manufacturing. And then this coming April will be 35 years I've been there. And I do shipping and receiving, mostly receiving.
That's awesome. Now, to go back to your point about Alaska, do you have any fun stories from that point in your life? Because not everybody really gets the chance to live in Alaska. That seems like a really defining moment.
Oh, yeah, I liked Alaska. My brother John was up there, my older brother, my second oldest brother. Had a lot of fun, and he was completely cultural changed because it was daylight. All summer was daylight, 24 hours a day. Summertime or wintertime was the opposite. It was dark a lot, but got to see a lot of stuff and would love to go back, and no regrets there at all.
What were you there specifically for?
Just John. My brother was John. I lived with him for a year and a half and found a job and I liked it. And then we came back for Christmas one year and I decided to stay.
And do you enjoy traveling other places?
Yeah, I do. A lot.
What are some of your favorite places that you have been? And then after that, places you'd like to go?
I've been to Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, all the Caribbean spots, all the... Virgin Islands. There's a lot of places I like to travel more. It's just probably overseas, England, Italy, Rome, Paris, all that stuff. So there's a lot of places I like to go still.
And if you could recommend one place out of any of those you just listed for someone like me, who's not much of a traveler, hasn't really been a lot of places, what would you say out of those places you would like to go again?
With you?
Yeah.
Probably, I know you like California. I know you want to go to Disney and Disneyland actually out there. Hawaii's nice. Caribbean's beautiful too. I mean, everywhere I want to go, I want you to go with me.
Well, that is awesome. And so for everyone listening, I'd like to talk about how myself and Marvin have now become acquainted because it is through my mom. And so let's talk about her. Let's talk about how you and my mom met and what led you to being here at my interview on this day. So you remember your first date. Let's talk about that.
First time I actually knew of her was our friend Connie, our co-friend of ours. I knew of her and met her actually about 7-8 years ago. And I really liked her. Just was never right the right timing to meet her and date her. But we eventually met back up on Facebook and started talking. And we really liked each other. So we went out. And I remember we met here at the park here in Jackson. The park, I don't know what the heck it was called, but
Jackson Township
Park. We met and had a really good time, and we met up again, and the rest is history, and we really love each other a lot.
And do you think that that you have finally found the person that you're going to be with for the rest of your life?
Definitely. Most definitely, yes. And I love her kids and her mom.
And what is one of the best memories? So we talked about with your early life, but one of the best memories you have of late, like something you and my mother, Kelly Richardson, shared like together thus far that you really enjoy.
There's a lot. I mean, it's just being with you guys, watching your different activities. I love that. I love that a lot. I enjoy that. There's a lot to come. So it's a short 6 months we've been together. So I'm looking forward to the future and everything else coming up.
Absolutely. And so to build off of everything that we've talked about so far, and in the spirit of Thanksgiving, what would you say that you're most grateful for up to this point in your life and everything that has culminated like to this experience? Like, what's something that really stands out as something you're really truly grateful for?
I'm grateful for family. I mean, I'm so blessed to have a great family and close family. And you guys. I mean, I'm blessed to have just good health and great family.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing, yep.
Would you say that your family is larger than most?
Pretty large.
Big family.
That's probably, I don't know if it's average, but it's probably above average. It's a pretty big family, yeah.
So if we were to go down the line and rank like a top three values in your life, like, so you'd say family would rank as a very, not the most important.
I'd say God's first, family, and health. I mean, you gotta have a good health and, you know, definitely them two, for top two.
So you mentioned God, you're religious. What is your religious upbringing?
What church you mean? Or
sure, yeah. You're
a Church of Christ. I mean, it's a small congregation, and I didn't really go to church a lot after I was a kid, so I'm starting to go now, and I just got baptized like 4 years ago. So I believe in God, and I believe everything that he brings and believe in, so.
That's awesome. And so you said you just started getting back into, like, being more spiritual and things like that. Do you think that's helped to guide you onto your path that you've recently taken?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think he helped me find your mom. I really do. I'm really blessed to find her, and it's a blessing to me.
That's amazing that you were able to connect through, whether it be anybody, truly a higher power, to find your way. Mm-hmm. That's great. And so we didn't really talk about the middle. We talked about, you know, the beginning and how you are now, but like in the middle of your life, you mentioned Alaska, but what about how's education? Did you end up going to college?
No, I didn't. I went to the Career Center, which is I took drafting, which I never really got into. And then I moved to Alaska, and then I got back here, not even a year later, I started working where I do now, and just so happened to, I've been there since.
And that's something that you don't think you'd regret?
I do regret that. I should have said that. I mean, I do regret I should have went to college and got more education. And I mean, what I know now, I wish I knew then, because I would have did it differently.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And if you could give advice about things like this, just your life path, like to someone from my generation or younger than me, like about things that maybe you did wrong or things that you did really right and you'd want to share, like what do you think would be some really meaningful advice for people that are my age?
I definitely enjoy your life, because when you're young, you have to do stuff you want to do, because you're going to regret not doing it. I mean, because I do regret stuff that I never did, like play sports and do things I want to do. I went right into the workforce and been working ever since. But definitely education is important. Very, very important to get education, because you don't want to be like a factory the rest of your life. You want to you get something that you really want to do, and you can make money. I mean, it's important, you know, because you want to depend on yourself, and you can't depend on everybody else.
Absolutely. And I think that that's very important to hear as, like, a young, as young people, because it is, it's so different growing up now than it was for someone growing up in your era, which truly wasn't that long ago. But when you consider the way times have changed and the way expenses are, it seems like college is the only way to progress. And definitely. it sets you back in many ways because it's such a financial toll. So you going right into the workforce almost kind of, you know, negates that. Like now, like you went right into the workforce, started making money versus now we have to go for 4 years, 5 years plus and get that degree. It's just the time gap is something that is very interesting.
Everything's possible if you want to do something. Anything's possible. And there's always ways to pay for stuff. You can get grants. So you absolutely. Can, there's no problem there.
And so with your career as shipping and
more receiving.
Receiving and shipping and things like that. If you could pick another career that wasn't the one you have right now, a different path, like what would you think that you would have gone with?
I have two things. Probably, actually, I was going to go into radio broadcasting. Back then, I probably could, but now I talk a lot, so definitely I could do that. I mean, I always wanted to do that, be in the radio or television types thing, or a counselor. I mean, I like to talk and listen to people and try to help people as much as I possibly can, so that was one thing I'd really like to do.
I think that that would be something well suited. If you weren't in the business you are in now, you're definitely very good at understanding and listening and receiving what people have to say versus, like, you know, just talking all the time. You have a good balance. I think that's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, just to kind of wrap things up, what do you think is one of your, like, main hopes for the future in your life? Like, something that you'd like to, that would like for you to come, that you think?
In the future, what my future is, I think health is one. The main thing is health. I mean, the family, close family, and being with you guys would really, that I see that in the future and forever to me.
Absolutely. And for future, like, even if I go on the path of having children and things like that, what would something that you would like them to know? Like, my children and my sister's children and just future, just the future little ones that are going to grow up here. What's something that you would think you would like them to know about this time period?
This time period, just, I mean, anytime having family, it's rough. It's not hard, easy to raise kids, and you just want them to be good citizens and respect and, you know, obey people. Not obey, but just, you know, just listen and just be aware of what's going on and listen. You learn from older people and younger people, and it's, there's always a, your life and your future can be bright. It's up to you. Everything's up to you.
Definitely. Now, I'm not sure if having kids is the route that I want to go, but if they're out there someday, I'll be sure to show them this and they can hear all about what you just told them if you guys exist in the future. But, and finally, I think I'd like to take a moment to say, like, what this interview meant to, like, do, because at first, on the surface, it doesn't seem like it's very, like, meaningful to just sit down and do an interview. But I'd like to thank you for doing this because, like, while 6 months doesn't seem like a long time to, like, know somebody, I think that it is great that you're able to, like, make my mom happy. And I know it seems like a short time, just, like, 6 months and, like, talking about the future. But I think, truly, she did it right this time. I think 2 marriages later, I think she's got it down. Same for you.
Me too.
I think that we got it nailed.
Third time's a charm.
I would like to thank you for doing this because I don't really know. I mean, we know each other, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't know that much about each other.
I know.
Because it's only been a little bit.
Yeah.
So we got a whole, wow, hopefully,
long time to go.
God willing, we got a long time
to
get to become best buds.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful that to see my mom be happy. And I know her not being present for the interview, she was kind of upset. She couldn't hear it, but I'm glad that we'll get to play it back later for the future and everything like that. So, and I'm grateful for this, and I'm glad that we got to sit down.
Yep, me too.
So, on this November 24th, after Thanksgiving interview, this has been Bailey Richardson and Marvin Meese. Yes. talking about life and digging a little deeper into stuff we don't really know about and stuff that isn't really covered. So thank you for listening, and that's all.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. We're both emotional, so that was probably bad. I didn't want to cry, but I did cry. But it wasn't, I put on, like, the deep voice, because that's my talking voice when I get, like,
yeah.
But it wasn't, choked up. It wasn't fake.
No.
I promise.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
You see, I have a lot to say, so I'll not say it, you know?
Yep.
I get emotional too much.
So do I. I haven't cried in a while, so that was a good cry. Yeah. It's been a while since I've cried.
Are these your shoes?
Yeah.